Pope Benedict XVI today called on world leaders to recommit themselves to nuclear disarmament, encouraged an international law rooted in respect for the human person, and said it's necessary to ensure more careful protection of creation. The Holy Father's appeals came in his message for the upcoming World Day for Peace on January 1, 2008. The Pope's message this year has as its central theme, the human family, a community of peace. Chris Altieri reports.
In a message released Tuesday to mark the upcoming World Day for Peace on January 1, 2008, Pope Benedict XVI called on world leaders to resume with greater determination negotiations for a progressive and mutually agreed dismantling of existing nuclear weapons, and said it is truly necessary for all persons of goodwill to come together to reach concrete agreements aimed at an effective demilitarization. President of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace, Cardinal Renato Raffaele Martino, presented the Holy Father's message to the media at the press office of the Holy See.
This concern was initiated because we assist today to a renewed race to nuclear armaments. There are experiments done here and there, and also experiments of new weapons, and so this has to be stopped because nuclear weapons must never be used. All the international community convinced herself that these weapons should not be brought into the 21st century because nuclear weapons mean complete destruction. But there is also a concern for the spreading of conventional weapon. Also, these weapons are incompatible with the peace that we seek.
The Holy Father's message this year looks at the human family as a community of peace. Beginning with the natural family, Pope Benedict says the intimate communion of life and love based on marriage between a man and a woman constitutes the primary place of humanization for the person and society, and is the first natural society, a divine institution that stands at the foundation of life of the human person as the prototype of every social order. The Holy Father discussed the relation of the natural family to the larger human society, saying, "A family lives in peace if all its members submit to a common standard. This is what prevents selfish individualism and brings individuals together, fostering their harmonious coexistence and giving direction to their work." The Pope said this principle also holds true for wider communities, from local and national communities to the international community itself. "For the sake of peace," said Pope Benedict, "a common law is needed, one which would foster true freedom rather than blind caprice and protect the weak from oppression by the strong." The Holy Father said power must always be disciplined by law, and this applies also to relations between sovereign states. Another major topic the Holy Father addressed in his message was the relation between the family, the human community, and the environment. Cardinal Martino explains, "Achieving peace requires that we behave responsibly toward all creation."
If the environment is contaminated, if it is polluted, this fact is not favorable to the development of the family. Also, we have a responsibility. We can use the creation, as we Christians say about environment, we can use the creation but not destroy it, because we have a responsibility for future generations. So we have to use it, improve it if it's possible, and transmit it to the future generations.
The popes have marked January 1st as World Day for Peace since 1968, when Paul VI delivered the first papal message in which he expressed the desire that every year the commemoration be repeated as a hope and as a promise at the beginning of the calendar which measures and outlines the path of human life in time, that peace, with its just and beneficent equilibrium, may dominate the development of events to come. I'm Chris Altieri.